And good afternoon, folks. This is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0, coming out of Hamilton throughout the Waikato. I hope you guys are having a good day out there. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show. And later on, I'm going to be bringing you an interview I did with Matty Kirk, the organiser of Raglan Surfing for Farmers. Before that, we'll run through some rural headlines, some weather, some gardening to-dos, but I want to start the show with a song for Clint Badley, who was the longest-running DJ on this Raglan Community Radio, the longest-running community radio station in the country, and it's a song I heard him play on his show, and I played it on my show a few times as well, only a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact, but I'm going to replay it. This is my favourite version of the song. Clint had other ideas about his favourite version, but this one's for you, Clint. And a sad loss to the station and the community.
Thank you.
Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton and Derek Trucks and a number of other musos there on Can't Find My Way Home, and originally a Blind Faith song, going out to Clint. Now it's time for the headlines for the week. The National Agricultural Field Days at Mystery Creek have been postponed until November the 30th to December the 3rd, not in June as usual. National Field Day Society Chief Executive Peter Nation said that holding the field days later in the year would give all involved confidence and breathing space, so yeah, it's not unexpected, that one. Fonterra has announced it's winding down a joint venture in India it has been involved with since 2018. The 50-50 joint venture with India's largest consumer retail company, Future Consumer Milk, saw Fonterra launch the Dreamery brand, which included a range of yogurt and milkshakes made using Indian milk. Fonterra's Asia Pacific Chief Executive Judith Swales said the last few years have been challenging for the joint venture, with COVID-19 causing significant disruption to the Indian market. She adds Fonterra will continue to have a presence in the Indian market through Anchor Food Professionals and our ingredients business, and we will explore opportunities to grow access for our New Zealand milk as they come up. Unsurprising, that one, Fonterra has been kind of pulling back out of a lot of joint ventures and international co-op kind of things, and focusing more on New Zealand, on its New Zealand producers, which has actually worked out pretty good so far. And increased costs are putting considerable strain on vegetable growers in New Zealand. Energy costs, which have almost doubled in the past year, rises in the minimum wage, prices of on-farm audits, and higher rates are some of the key factors farmers are blaming. New Zealand Gourmet Director of Production Rolf Schroeder said there's just too many systems in place and regulations should all come under one umbrella to make it easier for growers. She adds consumers see the high prices of fruit and vegetables and think it's expensive, but it doesn't mean growers are getting a higher return. She said it's a very sad situation. New Zealand is a nation of fruit and vegetable with the best soils in the world and plenty of rain. Yet it's becoming unviable to grow produce here. If nothing's done, we will end up relying more heavily on exports. So, yeah, that's an interesting one and, yeah, a difficult one. And with the rates, especially, I know, around places like Pukekohe and Paramahoe and on the outskirts of Christchurch, they've been re-rated as urban areas, and that's been traditionally the food basket for a lot of spuds and onions and wheat and things like that, down Christchurch at least anyway, and spuds and onions, of course, around Pukekohe and Paddy and that. So, yeah, it's a tricky one, and yeah, I've mentioned it plenty of times on the show how good quality farmland is going under houses and never to return. So, yeah, it's not a good situation. So, and there is something going through Parliament about, well, there was, I don't know where that's at now, but I'll find out about that a bit more. But yes, it's a pretty dire situation, that one. And farmer confidence is the lowest it's been since 2009, despite record high commodity prices, a survey has revealed by Federated Farmers, who surveyed 1,000 farmers in January, and more than 60% of those farmers expected general economic conditions to worsen over the next year. And the Prime Minister will meet with leaders of the groundswell protest movement after twice declining to meet them, and following Cabinet Minister Stuart Nash describing the group as a mixture of racism and anti-vax in November. Bryce McKenzie and Laurie Patterson, the organisers, said the group received an email from the PM last week, and McKenzie said, "Our first reaction was that we're being rewarded for not turning up at the Wellington protests." So, yeah, listening to Aaron's show this morning about Wellington, the Wellington protests, I wonder if this is some kind of maybe a change of the way they're going about it, possibly. I don't know, but it's good that at least she's actually going to talk to somebody who's protesting as opposed to stonewalling them. Now, Skin Cancer Initiative, which could improve the diagnosis of melanoma by almost 50% and help reduce New Zealand's high mortality rates, especially in rural areas, is set to be expanded nationwide. The initiative will help upskill hundreds of Kiwi GPs in the use of specialised diagnostic technology, which could significantly improve early identification of the disease. So that's a good news story. That's kind of it from the headlines. And now I want to play for you a Beatles song. I was at a funeral in Onifero last Thursday. Just another dedication going out to Alex and his family. He was a massive Beatles fan, and all strength to you all through these difficult times. And here's I Am the Walrus. I Am the Walrus there by the Beatles for you, Alex. Now it's time for the weather here on the Over the Fence show. It's not heaps going on. A southeasterly airflow lies over New Zealand today with an anticyclone starting to nudge in over the South Island. The showers for some in the east and drier out west overall over both islands of the country. Northern Northland may see a few showers this afternoon. Mainly sunny with a few clouds here and there is the Waikato kind of forecast. With light southeasterlies today and this week. Daytime temperatures range from about 22 to 25 degrees. The day's forecast, yeah, today is supposed to be 25, and it's getting cooler as the week goes by. And the nighttime temperatures are between 12 and 17 degrees. And the rest of the week, looks pretty sunny and cloudy. Beautiful sunny day out there today. It really is a lovely day here in Whangaroa today. The rest of the week looks kind of similar, sunny and cloudy, but at this stage, they're predicting showers on Sunday, which might bring some rain. And then a bit of rain into early next week for those hanging out for a bit of rain, which I know a lot of people are. It's getting really dry and crispy. I've heard that crispy word used twice to people I've been talking to this week. And, yeah, so some showers Sunday, rain Monday, Tuesday at this stage. And it's going to be maybe 16 mils on Monday, 14 mils on Sunday they're expecting. And that's an 80% chance of rain. So that's some rain, hopefully, if it comes to pass. And the winds are southerly today, varying south-southeasterly tomorrow, south-easterly Friday, and northerly on Saturday, moving north-nor-easterly through north-west into next Wednesday. Humidity today is somewhere between 61 and 70%. Sun rose this morning at 7:18 a.m. and will set this evening at 7:38 p.m. Length of visible light is 13 hours and 13 minutes. The actual day length is 12 hours and 20 minutes. And the winds are expected, you just go back to that one, expected to be over 30 k's an hour on Sunday. It's going to be the strongest wind. So it's not insignificant, but it's not too bad. I saw somewhere there was a dust devil mini tornado thing in Matamata a few days ago. So anyways. And tomorrow will be, an astronomical twilight. It's going to be 5:51 a.m. and 9:09 p.m. Anyone knows what that is, let me know. Tomorrow will be 2 minutes 27 seconds shorter than today. And the moon, ladies and gentlemen, will rise at 6:55 this evening. And will set at 4:33 a.m. It's a waxing gibbous moon. Somewhere between 93 and 94% illuminated. And I had a good little look at the moon last night. Looked lovely, really did, last night. So, and it's going to be a full moon in a couple of days. So there we are. That's kind of your weather. There's not heaps in there today. But, yeah, it's much the same until maybe some Sunday. Things might get a bit of rain. And, yeah, like I say, I think everyone's looking forward to that. Anyways, I'm going to play you now a band called Parquet Courts, the song Homo Sapien off their latest album. I hope you enjoy this one.
Stone.
It was Parquet Courts there with Homo Sapien, standing straight up and down, speaking intelligently. So there you go. And now it's time for gardening here on the Over the Fence show. If you're gardening by the moon, folks, today is a good day to plant companion plants like calendula, viola and alyssum for winter feed for insects. And that's today or tomorrow. From Friday, you can sow carrots for winter harvest and hill up your parsnips to avoid green shoulder. From Monday, set slug and snail traps to protect your early brassicas if you're gardening by the moon, all these things. And remember to dry and save your seeds from your harvested crop like your melons and cucumbers, capsicums, beans, etc. Store them in a cool and dry place for next spring. It's a good time to plant out bulbs now also. Get a nice show going on in your garden. Also replenish the garden as you go, remember, with either sheep pellets or compost or mulch it up if you're going to give it a spell for a little while. So all these things you can do this week. What else can you plant? In the Waikato, these things: alyssum, beetroot, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, fee jars, forget-me-nots, hyacinth, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, onions, oranges, pansy and viola, parsley, poppy, radish, rhubarb, rocket, silverbeet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, sweet pea, and tulip. So there you are, plenty to keep you busy. And now it's time for a song by Lou Reed and John Cale. The only collaboration I think they did after the demise of the Velvet Underground, of course. And this was off an album called Songs for Drella, which I think Lou Reed coined for Andy Warhol. Is a mix between Dracula and Cinderella. So here we are, Lou Reed, John Cale, Work.
Andy was a Catholic. They had the grand through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, it's just work. All that matters is work. And it was a lot of things. What I remember the most, he'd say, I got to bring home the bacon. Someone's got to bring home the roast. Got to the factory early. If you asked me, they told you straight out, it's just work. The most important thing is work. No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said how many songs did you write? I'd written zero, my line said 10. You won't be young forever. You should have written 15. It's work. The most important thing is work. You ought to make things big. People like it that way. And the songs with the dirty words, we called them that way. And he liked to stir up trouble. He was funny that way. He said it's just work. And he sat down to talk one day. He said, decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante? I bite him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. And I never seen him like that. It's just work. I thought he said it's work. He said it's just work. I thought he said it's just work. And he said a lot of things. I stored them all the way in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say that you think too much. That's cause there's work that you don't want to do. It's just work. The most important thing is work. Hey, work. The most important thing is work.
Work there by Lou Reed and John Cale. And I just want to mention that Surfing for Farmers, of course, is going ahead tonight. It'll get there about 5 o'clock, and they'll set you up with wetsuits, surfboard, whatever, and then you can trot along after you finish having a surf and go and have a barbecue and a beer, and it's all free, folks. So get yourself along there. And speaking of that, soon we're going to be having the interview I did last Wednesday night up there with Maddie Kirk, the Raglan organiser of the Raglan Surfing for Farmers event.
And welcome back to the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0, coming out of the Tron throughout the Waikato. And we're joined today by our guest, Maddie Kirk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Greg.
And Maddie is the organiser of the Raglan Surfing for Farmers event, which has been taking place for maybe 2 years, Maddie?
Yeah, we're running our second year this summer. Yep,
okay. That's sweet. And so, I guess, Manny, firstly, tell us a bit about yourself, first of all.
Yeah, mate, sweet air. So, I am early 40s, live out in Rag, born and bred in the Tron. So, haven't fallen too far from there. But, I lived away from the Tron for a good 10 or so years, travelled around the world quite a bit, surfed and snowboarded my way around the world for quite a while, which was a great experience. And, met my wife over there in London, parting up in a club one night. And, we came back to NZ and we finally put down roots in Raglan. So, we've been here about 5 years. So, it's a great place to be.
Sure is. And what's the and you work for Pioneer Seeds. What's your role there, Matty?
Yeah, so I'm an area manager of Pioneer Mayseed. So, we're basically a wholesale mayseed company and inoculant. And, we grow mayseed, or we sell mayseed and support our growers to get the best crop that they can, basically. Most of the seed gets turned into may silage and fed to cows. Yeah, and then we've also got the grain market as well. So your baked potato chips, a lot of our seed gets produced into that as well for the human consumption market.
All right, right. And was there much damage from those winds we had maybe 2 or 3 Sundays ago?
Cyclone Tovey.
Yes.
There was. To be fair, I think as an industry as a whole, we probably dodged a bit of a bullet. When you've got 150 kilometre hour winds and a cyclone that actually hits the coast, it doesn't often happen. Hits the land actually. Like Harrigan Plains probably caught the most. I think as the wind sped across the country, it intensified. And there was definitely some pretty large maize crops that ended up horizontal and had to be picked up sort of in that first week. But all in all, we probably dodged a bit of a bullet.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I guess that just means now that the harvesting crews and that'll be working flat out, I suppose, trying to pick up things that maybe were a bit damaged or whatever.
Yeah. Massive shout out to the contractors around the region and around the island, really. Some of the jobs are taking 4 times longer than they normally would. So, those massive shout out to those boys who are working pretty hard at the moment. Because even the crops that weren't flattened, a lot of the plants are still pushed over into each other and matted and just a bit of a mess. Mm. So, it's been an interesting learning curve for everybody.
Right. So they have to change the way they kind of harvest because of that?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So they generally try and just go one way. So normally when you're harvesting maize, you can go up and down, up and down, up and down. Pushed over maize, they generally have to come up from behind it. So it just, takes a long time. But to be fair, every maize crop that was affected was almost affected differently too. So it wasn't like put a Band-Aid on it and that's how we pick it up. Like every job they had to go to and assess it. Sometimes they might leave 3% behind, sometimes they might have to leave 30% behind. It was just, it was very random. Just never know what they were going to find. So, interesting.
All right. And so, I guess what got you interested in, growing maize, Pioneer Seeds and that kind of thing?
Yes, so I was a dairy farmer for 10 years. We used maize every year on the farm, and when I got out of dairy 7 years ago, it was just kind of a natural progression for me to get into a rural support role, really. And so I worked for Farmlands for 5 years as a merchant rep, and then, come across the Pioneer a couple of years ago. And,
Yeah. And where were you dairy farming, Matty?
I did, well, out straight out of school into Ohaupo region, so did a few years down there, a couple of years in Taranaki. Yeah, Te Awaru from there, pretty much. But yeah, a couple of years down on the coast of Taranaki and Okanagan. Yeah, it was pretty epic time, really, managing a big farm down there and, yeah, trying to surf as much as I could. It's kind of one of the reasons we went down there, so we could milk cows and surf. Yeah, definitely, it's a pretty special place and, yeah, there's some good spots that I enjoy going back to every now and again and, yeah, tucking myself away, which is ideal.
Sweet. And I guess what got you involved in, or what made you want to get involved with, like, I think, like, surfing farmers, I suppose?
Yeah. Well, kind of, married my two passions together, I suppose. I've been surfing for 30 years and working in the primary industries for over 20. So it's a pretty much a no-brainer, really, for me to get involved. Mental health is a big issue in all industries, and you know, agriculture and the primary industries is not immune to it. So yeah, it was something that I could have done to basically help out the rural community. You know, that's given me, you know, a few years and yeah.
All right. I guess gives a brief rundown of how it all sort of started, the surfing farmers thing. I mean, what is it now? 30 different places around the country?
Yeah, 21 this year. Probably going to be 30 coming this summer. But, 21 at the moment. And I just started with one guy, Stephen Thompson. Shout out to Dumper, who, he's a local Gizzy boy. And at the time he was a livestock agent, and you know, seeing a lot of guys out in the Gizzy Hills that were probably don't go to the ocean very often and a bit stressed out, you know, and he just kind of had the thought one night to say to the boys, come on, jump in the ute and we'll take you to the beach and we'll have a surf and have a beer. And that's pretty much how it started. He now works at Bailey's, he's a real estate agent, and so that's kind of how it started. That was 4 years ago, and it kind of went from one region to three regions to 10 regions, 21 regions, pretty much.
Oh, right.
Over four years, and it's just growing, you know, massively over that time. And, yeah, people are just keen to get on board, and yeah, it's a great initiative to be a part of.
No doubt. And so from Kizzy, how many people did Stephen end up getting coming along to the one down there? Do you know?
These days?
At the start, when it all started off.
I know, I'm pretty sure it started with a ute load, and then those guys talked, and the next week it might have been two or three ute loads, and yeah, humble beginnings, and you know, and it's just, and not everyone can make it every week, you know, like the farm's busy, and most people have got families and lives and stuff like that, so yeah, every week's probably, yeah, different.
All right, and I guess from there, I mean, wonder how it caught on. You're aware of that? How it ended up going from Gizzy to everywhere else?
Oh, I mean, I can only talk really for myself. I mean, I just, like I said earlier, it was just something that I could see. It'd be good for me to get into a bit of volunteering and you know, getting to surf and give back to the farming community and the primary sector. That's probably why I got involved, and I'd say most of the volunteers around the country would be the same sort of story. You know, we're all probably working within the primary industries. I've got a bit of a helper group to help me out in Raglan, and three of them are from Rabobank, who was a national sponsor, and two of them are from Waikato Kauriki Rural Support Trust.
Yes.
And so between the, you know, between the six of us, we basically run the nights every week, and I couldn't do it without them. And yeah, we're still keen to, like I say, just help out where we can, really.
Mm. And I mean, it's attracted massive sponsorship, which is great. I guess have a little word about the sponsors if you like, Matty.
Yeah. Put me on the spot a little bit, but yeah, we've got a few national sponsors, so Rabobank and Bailey's Country, Jarden, Balance Agri Nutrients, Meridian, Beef and Lamb. So they're all our national sponsors. So
yep,
they basically help fund, obviously, the website and a national coordinator role. And then that money sort of gets fed into the regions. But I guess on a local level, we drum up our own sponsorship. So we ask for $1,000 from called Local Legends. So as we're sitting here tonight, Balance Agri-Nutrients, who, yeah, happens to be a national partner, but also here tonight for the barbecue. So we ask all our local legends if they're keen to jump on board and come out and, you know, rub shoulders with the people that they're actually supporting.
Mm.
Yeah, they get a lot out of that. You know, they get barbie and have a few beers with the rural community, and you don't get any more relaxed than, you know, spending an hour and a half in the ocean and then coming up and having a barbecue and a feed and a beer. And yeah, so.
And most importantly, I guess, a chat with other farmers and with other people and yeah, spend time in a beautiful place like this. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the Naranui Surf Club, watching the waves roll in, and there's a few people kind of wandering back from the surf now, big smiles on their faces. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I think probably we're pretty spoiled. And a big shout-out, actually, to the Raglan Surf Club crew that allow us this facility free of charge once a week to sort of take it over. 15 weeks of the summer, every Wednesday night, you know, they've opened their doors up to us and allow us to come here and have it. So we're extremely lucky and really, really fortunate that we got billions-dollar view this one. So
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's one of the best in the country, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I mean, I think the last time I was here, it would have been the very first one or the second one or something like that. And I think it was the local vets had like a barbecue trailer thing that they were carting around, but it looks to have gone well past that now. I mean, there would have been that day maybe 15 people there possibly. I mean, what kind of numbers are you getting here now, man?
Yeah, well, we consistently get over 30, so we always cater for sort of 50 to 60 every week, basically. We never know, to be honest. Great, we could have two or we could have 200. Like, there's no one ever tells us if they're coming or not. So
we actually
got no idea. But we always cater for 50 to 60, and yeah, there's not much food left at the end of a session every time. So, yeah, we normally budget on, you know, mid-30s in the water, and then there's always sponsors and stuff that come out and a few crew that come.
Yeah, all right. So you were telling me on the phone maybe earlier this week, last week, whatever it was, it would have been maybe getting an average of 30 to 40 people these days coming along, and maybe whereabouts from, Maddie?
Yeah, right on. So they come from far and wide, I guess.
There's a couple of blokes from Otorohanga, I remember, at the very start.
We've got a few from Otorohanga, Kaui, Matamata, a few of the boys from Te Ake will come, Rags have come as well, which is cool. But most people, to be honest, are travelling at least 45 minutes, it's an hour and a half round trip to come over, get off the farm, and have a surf. And to be fair, once they come, like, we don't often see people come once. We've got a pretty cool crew now that come every single week, or majority of them do, but yeah, pretty much once they come, they generally come back. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
That must be very gratifying for you, man, to see them come back time and again.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the oceans is such a healer, and it's so powerful, and my life still is, you know, like I'm feeling pretty, I'll always make sure I go to the ocean, go for a swim, and, you know, or a surf, and it's really nice that, like you say, I see these guys turn up, and an hour and a half later, I see them having a beer, and sometimes they're in a totally different space than when they got out of their ute, so it's really gratifying. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, it's really interesting that, you know, it's taken off so well, really. But yeah, you kind of see why at the same time. Like you say, it's a relaxing thing to do, just sit around in the surf and have a chat. I mean, so it starts every Wednesday at, what, 5 o'clock everyone turns up?
Yeah, pretty much, 5 to 5:30. We kind of have a registration period. And shout out, I guess, as well. We have we use the two local surf schools out there. So Wave Surf School and the Raglan Surf School. They have a week about, and those boys run the lessons for us. So we ask people that if their first two times they have a lesson, because surfing's not the most straightforward. You know, it's not like kicking a football, passing a rugby ball or whatever. It's a bloody hard sport to get your head around. So we always, it's a nice set coming through at these moments.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we always say, hey, look, come and have at least two lessons, and then once you're on your third lesson, you're more than welcome just to kind of rock up, grab a board and a beddy, and you know, just go hard yourself. And so a lot of our crew are doing that now, but we always have, every week, we have at least 4 or 5 new people every single week, which is really cool. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
kind of runs like a lot of beer these days.
Great, yeah. Great, that's great. And I wonder how these people find out about it. I hear from their, the neighbours or whatever, I guess, and that's how they're... I mean, if you want to find out about certain farmers, Mandy, I guess is what I'm asking. How do you go about it?
Yeah, well, there is a website, surfingfarmers.com, and there's also a Facebook page, Surfing Farmers. Search it up on Facebook and like it, and then you'll see the feed and stuff come up on your thread. That's probably the two best ways to look at it. Yeah, got some really cool merchandise too. There's T-shirts and hoodies and singlets and stuff like that and hats on the website that crew can buy, and good gifts for people as well if you've got someone in your life that's hard to buy for Surfing Farmers T-shirt.
Do you guys do like a, like gift, even though it doesn't cost anything? Just to tell everybody, it's free, man. All of it's free. Surfing, lesson, board hireage, sausage sizzle, it's all free. If you worry about it costing anything, don't worry about that, folks. Just come down and enjoy yourself. But is there a way of kind of gifting something to someone? How would you go about that, Matty? If there's someone you see or or a neighbour or something that you think might really benefit from this, I mean, what's a good way to, I guess, encourage them to come down and get amongst it?
I guess the best way to encourage them would be to just rock up to their place, don't leave until they get in their vehicle, and just drive them out here, That's pretty much the way. You just need to get them here, and once you get them here, we can guarantee that the only thing that makes them feel better is the ocean, and we try and create a pretty mellow vibe for people when they're here, and there's lots of like-minded people around them and things like that, but the reality is just, getting the sand between your toes and the salt water into your skin is the healer. And everyone always feels better after a trip to the beach, We have people turning up and say, should I have been to the beach in, 2 years? And
really?
Yeah, we have families turning up too. Like, there's quite a few families that turn up and host family night around. We'll have pretty shortly, there'll be lots of kids running around up here, and it's a really cool thing, eh?
Yeah. And there might be some folks who think themselves, oh, look, man, I won't be able to surf, and I'm a bit worried about it, and I might look like a bit of a clown or whatever. I mean, your suggestions, Matty, for these people?
Oh, there'll be lots of other people here that feel the same way. So we have all sorts turn up. Some people, to be fair, in their 60s who have probably farmed their whole lives and have finally decided that they're going to do something for themselves. And lots of people over 60s turn up. We have all types turn up, to be fair. So just rock up, and everyone's in the same boat. And I guess that's the thing. I mean, I do say that to people. Surfing's a byproduct. We get most people to their feet. I reckon we probably run at about a 95% success rate. If you come back for the second or third time, we'll probably be at 100% that we get actually people to their feet and riding
away
to the beach. Yeah. But to be honest, Craig, the surfing's a byproduct. It's actually just getting these people to the beach and getting them into the ocean. That's actually what feels better. You get to your feet and a new skill, and you have a surf. I know how amazing surfing feels, and so do hundreds and probably thousands of farmers now who have done it already. But the reality is, man, just get to the beach and have a swim and some white water over you, and you'll feel better,
For sure. Yeah, just looking around now, man, I mean, like you say, there's a wide range of, ages all about the place. I guess that makes it good, there's people who can come, who even just starting out farming. I mean, there's no restrictions, are there, Matty? I mean, it's not like, only if you own a farm you can come here. It's basically, it's open basically to everybody, right?
Yeah.
Farm workers, everybody.
Oh, I mean, it's if you work in the primary industries, you're allowed. You can come and give you a free surf lesson for sure. So that's horticulture, working on unloading, or loading, logs, for example. Anything in the primary industries, we that's what surf farmers is about. Growers, farmers, farm workers, owners, whatever.
Yeah, lifestyle blockers, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
Builders. Not builders. I got a mate who gives me stick whenever I mention surfing for farmers. He says, when surfing for builders coming along? But I'm afraid, Chippy's going to have to sort your own thing out on that one.
There's a marketplace for it.
Yeah.
Mates in construction, just while we're talking about Chippy's. So, mates in construction do a similar thing, obviously, with the mental health of looking after their guys on the tool. If anyone out there is a Chippy or in the trades and anything else, Google Mates in Construction, and I know that there is some crew looking after those tradies.
Good one. I guess people who come along to this, man, I mean, if they need further I guess, support or to chat, I would suggest rural support would be the way to go. Your thoughts on that one, Matty?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, rural support trusts are a phenomenal bunch of people whose sole purpose is to look after the mental well-being of people in the street. So if you are struggling, or a friend or a family member you think to do with a chat with someone, a trained professional, then reach out for sure.
Is it Wanda who comes here mostly?
Yeah. So Wanda rocks up every single week. She's from Matamata for us. She's the head of Waikato Hauraki Rural Support Trust, and then Kelly as well, who is actually a local dairy farmer. She is part of the Rural Support Trust as well. So we've got Wanda and Kelly on board. They're here every week, one of them. And they're amazing. And it's amazing how often they do have really meaningful conversations with farmers while they're here. Just while they walk up and have a yarn with them. It's wicked.
Yeah, I had Neil Batt up on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying it's an initiative that they really like. Yeah, if you do need some kind of help at some stage, folks, yeah, rural support is generally your first port of call, and they're not kind of like a complete service, but they will put you on to support you might need, whether it be financial or emotional or whatever you want. There, the counselling services, these kinds of things, they offer and provide a really good service. And the number is, thank you, Maddie, 0800 787 254. But to come to serve for farmers, Maddie, all you got to do is turn up, right? You don't have to ring anyone up or do anything.
We made it as simple as we possibly could, to be honest. It's hard enough getting farmers off the farm, go to the supermarket probably. So, we know all we want is them to turn up. So it's Raglan's, 5 to 5:30 every Wednesday. We don't muck around with tides. We don't muck around with the times and days. 5 o'clock every Wednesday, and I'll give you the red hot tip. It's a lot easier to surf when the tide's high coming in than it is when it's low and draining out. We run up when it's low, draining out time, because that's just that's 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. But like I said earlier, the surfing is a byproduct, and those guys that are getting smashed at low tide, 4 foot, Raglan, and still come up with a smile on their face, and I know that they've done a good job.
Yeah, cool, man. Well, that's great, Matty. I mean, is there anything kind of else you maybe want to add that I've neglected to ask you in my so far?
Oh, not really. I just think surfing for farmers is all about mental well-being, which is obviously related to the brain, and done a bit of research into the brain over getting out of farming and going through a bit of a bout of depression and anxiety. I kind of turned it around and did a bit of research into it, and I just think that it's a really complicated muscle, and we haven't got one, and it's really hard to understand some of the stuff that goes through it every now and again. And I just think for everybody, it's just good to recognise that and talk to people about how you're feeling. And we all go through pretty shines at times, and there's so many people out there that want to help you and look after you. So, yeah, I guess you're in the primary industries and you haven't been serving farmers, I would definitely get along to farmers in the trades, about mates in construction, whatever you're into. Just look after yourself, and like we're in a pretty crazy 2 to 3 year period at the moment,
For sure.
No one's ever been through this pandemic that we're all going through, and the reality is we're all in the same bocker. Everyone's going through it and everyone deals with it. And I just think it's really important to just kind of recognise that, and the fact that if you're feeling a bit average, I always say that, if you're feeling a bit average, it's not really your fault. Doing some weird to you, and
it's the monkey mind.
Yeah. But if you recognise that and you kind of go, all right, sweet, this is happening, what am I going to do about it? Rather than just going, oh, yeah, I feel like, and I won't do anything about it, and then that spiral is start spiraling downhill. So I think the takeaway would be, if you feel like you recognise it and go and do something that you love, it might not be surfing, it might be chess, or going to the squash club, or reading a book, or climbing a mountain, do whatever makes you feel good, that's the best medicine for me anyway, is just doing stuff that makes me feel good, and if I still don't feel good after I've been to the mountains or been for a surf, it's time for me to probably go and, talk to someone about it.
I think that's kind of the trick, man. I mean, it's very easy to bottle it up, and that's the kind of natural reaction, I guess, unfortunately, for a lot of, you know, people and farmers. You know, you just keep to yourself everything. I mean, tricky one, Matty, but I mean, how do you decide to actually talk to someone? Or, yeah, how do you approach talking to someone about these kind of things? It's a tricky one. I mean, is it... Because, yeah, like you, I've been in a similar spot on a dairy farm where it was basically I didn't want to go out, talk to anyone, do anything, and that. And I actually can't remember what made me think to myself, well, I need to talk to someone about this because it's all a bit much. And I don't expect you to have the answer here, Maddie, obviously. But
I guess it's one. It's probably, to be honest, thinking back on it, now, my wife encouraged me to go and talk to someone at the time, because she recognised, this is not, it's been going on for too long, and you're not tired, you are tired and you are stressed, and there's all this other shit going on, but I think there's something else deeper going on. And so she encouraged me to go and do it. But I guess the thing is, I had to sort of, you know, make that conscious decision that there could be something going on. I had to take that pretty brave step to say to someone, this is what's going on upstairs, and, you know, what you think. And it's one of the hardest conversations you'll ever have, just to open up to someone like that.
Mm.
But, I mean, it changed my life for the better. And it's changed thousands of people's lives for the better, you know.
Yeah, mine included, man.
Yeah, you know, and that's basically what it is. It's just like I said earlier, we've got a brain, and it's really, really complicated. And, it'll be one of the hardest things you'll ever do, is admit that, you know, you can't solve your own, brain, and someone can help you do that, you know.
Yeah.
So you just...
It's nothing to be ashamed of either. I mean, it's just how it is, man. Yeah, the monkey mind's is a tricky one. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is, man. It's so...
Yeah. All right. Well, that's very good, man. I guess we'll leave it there. So, just as a recap, here we are, sitting at the beautiful Ngāra Nui Surf Club, looking out over some amazing sets coming in, and the sun's setting, beautiful evening. Why wouldn't you want to be here smelling the barbecue cooking and enjoying a beer with a few fellow farmers, folks, after you've had a free surfing lesson? Get down here. That's all I've got to say about it. Matty, anything to add to that?
No, I agree, totally agree. Live in paradise, and, you know, that's another thing to realise, that, you know, we're all in NZ, we're all paradise, and we all have problems, but, yeah, wake up and make the most of every day.
Completely agree with that. Gratitude's a big, big part of life, should be, and yeah, we're very blessed and lucky, man, for sure. All right, well, thanks, Matty. We're doing this one. I hope it comes out all right, and we can actually use it on air.
Cheers, bro. Man.
Sweet. Cheers, Matty. And yeah, sweet. We'll catch up again. Actually, before we go, so this one runs till Surfing Farmers is going till
23rd of March. So we've got 2 more weeks.
Right.
So if it's something that anyone's interested, just rock up to the Raglan car park. Main Beach car park on 5 o'clock next 2 Wednesdays, and we'll be here. We'll sort you out.
Yeah, my apologies for getting to this one so late, Matty. But yeah, here we are. 2 more weeks, and then it'll start up again about.
We start in November, pretty much. Okay. So yeah, we have the winter off, and you know, guys are busy, obviously, and it's colder. So yeah, we run from November to March.
Cool. And keep it in mind, in between those times, I guess. You know, if you need to talk to someone or do something, there's always real support there. Any other suggestions along that way, Matty, or
doctor, anybody, your mate, just anybody. To be fair, like that's it. If you're feeling average, just talk to somebody. You'll always feel better after you talk to somebody. Problem shared is a problem halved, and then
that's what
you know. And if you don't get, if you don't still don't feel a hundy after you talk to your neighbour, then go and talk to the doctor. You know, boom.
It's great advice, Matty. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. I really appreciate it, man.
Cheers, Greg.
And keep up the good work, man. I mean, you're doing a very good thing here.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Cheers.
And that is Matty Kirk there, the Raglan Surfing Farmers organiser. I hope you enjoyed that interview, folks. And that's it from the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. And take care of yourselves and each other's, folks. Ka kite anō.